sat at each end of the couch, watched as the fire burned down so quiet on a winter night. Not a house light on for miles around. Then he said,
I think I'll fill the stove, it's getting time for bed.
I looked up, I think I'll have some wine. How about you, I asked, and he declined. Warren, I said, maybe just for tonight, let's fill the stove with birches and watch as the fire burns bright. How long has it been? I know it's quite a while. Pour yourself half a glass and stay with me a little while. But Warren, he shook his head as if I'd made some kind of joke.
Birches on a winter night, no, we'll fill the stove with oak. Now oak will burn as long and hot as a July afternoon. Birch will burn itself out by the rising of the moon. You hate a cold house, same as me. Am I right or not?
All right, that's true, I said. It was just a thought, and I said, Warren, you do look tired. Maybe you should go up to bed. I'll take care of the wood tonight. Oak, he told me. Oak, I said. I listened to his footsteps as he climbed up the stairs, and I pulled the sweater on me and set my wine glass on a chair. I walked down cellar to the wood box. It was as cold as an ice chest, and I climbed back up with four logs, each as white as a wedding dress. And I filled the stove and poured the wine and sat down on the floor. I curled my legs beneath me as the fire sprang to life once more. And it filled the room with its hungry light, and it cracked as it drew air, and the shadows danced a jittery waltz like no one else was there. I stood up in the heat, I twirled around the room, and the shadows, they saw nothing but a young girl on her honeymoon. And I knew the time would be short, soon the fire would start to fade. I thought of heat, I thought of time, I called it an evening.